Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week we considered the very simple question, what is the Lord's Supper? And our catechism gives us that very basic scriptural answer. It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink. What the Lord's Supper is, bread and wine, body and blood of the Lord. Those four elements, the earthly and the heavenly, are all present, really present in the Lord's Supper, and so we call our doctrine the doctrine of the real presence. We should say a word about when the Lord's body and blood are believed to be with the bread and the wine. It's in the use of the sacrament, according to the word of Christ, as he told us to use the sacrament. In the use of the sacrament, his body and blood are present. The use of the sacrament includes the things that Jesus told his disciples on Maundy Thursday to do. So it starts with the pastor taking the bread and the wine and blessing them. We call it the consecration. And then it includes the distribution of the bread and wine, the body and blood of the Lord, and then it includes the reception of it, the eating and the drinking on the part of the communicants. So throughout that whole use of the sacrament, from the consecration until the reception, in that use of the sacrament, what Christ told us to do, we believe that his body and blood are present with the bread and wine. That's what the sacrament is. Without the use of the sacrament, then it's just bread and wine, which is why the Lutheran Church always had problems with the Roman Church's parading around of the consecrated bread through the streets on the Corpus Christi festival and other occasions, or storing it in a tabernacle or in some kind of a little housing for the body of the Lord. That's apart from the use of the sacrament. Jesus never told us to do any of those things. And since his word is what makes it the sacrament, we say, well, then that's not a sacrament, what they're doing there. So we know what the sacrament is, and that's essential to recognize the body and blood of the Lord, as Paul says to the Corinthians. But knowing it and knowing what it is good, but knowing what it's for is just as important. Knowing what the purpose is of it, what benefit we receive from it, and who receives that benefit. Those questions are answered in the next parts of the small catechism, in the part on the Lord's Supper. Luther asks, what is the benefit of this eating and drinking? That is shown us by these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Namely, that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there are also life and salvation. How can bodily eating and drinking do such great things? Clearly, it is not the eating and drinking that does it, but the words that are there, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. These words accompany the bodily eating and drinking as the chief part in the sacrament. And whoever believes these words has what they say and as they declare, namely, forgiveness of sins. As we talked about last week, in the Old Testament, the body and blood of an animal sacrifice would make atonement for the sins of Israel. And those who brought the sacrifice would receive forgiveness from the priest who offered the sacrifice. The forgiveness of sins was always the purpose for which the sacrifices were made. But as the writer to the Hebrews says, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Those animal bodies and their blood were shadows of the real thing, the body and blood of Christ, true God and true man, given and shed once for all to make atonement, that is, to earn the forgiveness of sins for everyone. The forgiveness of sins, of all sins, of the sins of all people, was earned once for all through the sacrifice of the body and blood of Christ Jesus on the cross. No other atonement for sin can ever be made. No other price can be paid to earn God's favor. That was it. That was the one. And it was perfect. And just as those who brought sacrifices in the Old Testament often participated in the sacrifice, either by eating the meat after it had been sacrificed, or by being sprinkled with the blood of the animal, so those who come to the Lord's table participate in his sacrifice by eating it and drinking it, so that we receive again and again the forgiveness that was earned at the cross. When I say that we receive that forgiveness, I mean, as the Catechism says, all those communicants who believe these words. Now, all communicants, even people who might inwardly actually be unbelieving and impenitent, receive the body and blood of Christ if they come to the Lord's table. But only believers receive the forgiveness of sins. As always, we are justified by faith, forgiven through faith, made acceptable to God by faith alone in Christ alone, and in his promises given to us in Holy Scripture. Not because faith is such a great work, but because faith is what lays hold of Christ, the Lamb of God who was sacrificed for us. Here in the sacrament of the altar, faith specifically lays hold of Christ's promise to give us the forgiveness of sins by giving us his true body and blood that were sacrificed to earn that very forgiveness. Is the forgiveness we receive in the Lord's Supper different than the forgiveness we receive in holy baptism, or in the absolution, or in the gospel as it's preached? Well, no, the forgiveness is the same. But just as a doctor might prescribe three different medications that work well together in order to make you well and keep you healthy, so the Lord has prescribed preaching and holy baptism and the Lord's Supper to work well together for the spiritual health of the Christian, to strengthen faith, to firm up our resolve to walk according to the Spirit in imitation of the one whose body and blood we are eating and drinking, and to give us a special, unique way to experience this communion with the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the true high priest and mediator of the new covenant, who gives us with his body and blood the forgiveness of sins. Cherish it, both for what it is and for the benefits it gives. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.